The impact of reading books on success. The concept of success varies widely among individuals, but many agree that achieving leadership or mentorship roles signifies significant accomplishment. To uncover the habits that lead to success, Ferris interviewed several prominent leaders and mentors. The surprising discovery is that many of them attribute a great deal of their success to reading. For example, Matt Ridley, a renowned British journalist known for his books on science and economics, finds deep inspiration in Richard Dawkins's The Selfish Gene. This book not only answered fundamental questions about life, but also revolutionized scientific writing and evolutionary biology. Books cherished by mentors often provide profound spiritual or personal insights. Jimmy Fallon, a popular talk show host, and Terry Crews, a former NFL star, both value Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. Fallon credits the book with making him a better person, while Crews finds it keeps him focused on life's true priorities. Dr. Brené Brown, a social science researcher famous for her TED Talks, credits Harriet Lerner's Why Won't You Apologize? For transforming her approach to apologizing. Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Wired Magazine, was so influenced by Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead that he dropped out of school to emphasize self-reliance. Even children's books can hold transformative power. Chris Anderson, curator of TED Talks, vividly remembers how C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia sparked his imagination. For Jimmy Fallon, John Stone's The Monster at the End of This Book remains a powerful reminder about bravery. Learn from setbacks. Turn failures into success. Failure is a common experience that everyone faces at some point. It can feel overwhelming, but it's crucial to bounce back and keep going. Learning from failure is key. For instance, Rick Rubin, a renowned music producer, knows success isn't guaranteed. Albums he thought were masterpieces sometimes flopped, while others he considered average went platinum. His lesson? You can't predict how your work will be received. Focus on maintaining high standards and doing your best. Failure can also inspire action and improvement. Stephen Pressfield received rejection letters for 15 years before deciding to shift gears. He moved to Hollywood to hone his skills and found success writing screenplays like The Legend of Bagger Vance. In 2005, Leo Vabauta hit rock bottom, overweight, in debt, and struggling with bad habits. He redirected his energy into developing healthier habits, chronicling his journey on Zen Habits, which has helped millions. Failure can even provide creative freedom by relieving the pressure of expectations. When the Beastie Boys album flopped, they retreated from the spotlight and refocused on their music. 3 years later, they released the successful Check Your Head. Once you've faced failure, the fear diminishes, making it easier to take risks and innovate. Comedian Patton Oswalt, a Grammy Award winner, encourages accepting failure as a starting point for growth. Maximize personal growth through investments. When we talk about investments, our minds often drift to the stock market, but investments can mean much more. For mentors, the most valuable investment is the one that propels their careers forward. Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Wired, discovered this firsthand. Instead of solely relying on a business degree, he invested $200 in his first venture. This taught him more than any classroom ever could. His ad in Rolling Stone kickstarted a travel guide catalog that didn't yet exist. Through careful management of incoming funds, he grew the idea into reality, marking his entry into the publishing world. Therapist Esther Perel invested in herself differently by mastering 9 languages. This investment has paid off richly in her ability to connect globally about complex topics like sex and relationships. Others, like Basecamp CEO Jason Fried, find fulfillment in investing in people. He recalls with joy the times he supported friends, such as covering a year's rent for a friend's new gym, expecting nothing in return. But above all, the most critical investment is in oneself. Arianna Huffington, founder of Huffington Post, realized this after a health scare. Taking a break to focus on well-being not only rejuvenated her, but also enhanced her future work and personal life. Meditation is another powerful self-investment, widely practiced by successful figures like Rick Rubin, Jimmy Fallon, and Yuval Noah Harari. It provides personal insight, fulfillment, and sharper focus, aiding in overcoming life's challenges. Strategies for effective self-improvement. Many successful individuals employ specific methods to enhance their lives continually. For instance, both Rick Rubin and Neil Strauss have found that forming a supportive gym community significantly boosts their motivation to exercise regularly. Strauss, in particular, emphasizes how the camaraderie at the gym keeps him excited about working out. Meanwhile, Rubin has shed over 100 pounds by sticking to his gym routine with his reliable group. Jason Fried, another achiever, discovered that less can sometimes be more when it comes to self-improvement. He realized that his rigorous workout schedule was becoming just another routine, which enabled other unhealthy habits like poor eating and inadequate sleep. By scaling back on exercise, Fried found a healthier balance and greater happiness. Prioritization, delegation, and perspective shifts. Prioritization is another key tactic. Dr. Brené Brown underscores the importance of prioritizing sleep above diet and exercise plans, arguing that good sleep habits can significantly enhance overall well-being. Kevin Kelly, on the other hand, emphasizes the power of delegation. By assigning tasks wisely, he ensures that he focuses only on projects requiring his specific skills, thereby optimizing his productivity and effectiveness. Furthermore, shifting perspectives can also lead to substantial personal growth. Jan Levin, a physics professor, shifted from viewing obstacles as impediments to seeing them as opportunities for learning and improvement. This change in outlook has brought her greater happiness and resilience. Similarly, Bear Grylls, known for his survival skills, advocates for living in the moment. He advises against wasting time on fear or yearning for something different, instead emphasizing the importance of engaging in the present moment, whether at home or in challenging situations. Techniques for handling challenges amid success. As highlighted by the notorious B.I.G.'s track, Mo Money, Mo Problems, success often brings its own set of difficulties. Many successful individuals emphasize the importance of regularly resetting and centering oneself to cope with these challenges. Some mentors, like Jason Fried and Aniela Gregorek, find solace in taking walks. Fried explores new areas to clear his mind, while Gregorek practices forest bathing, immersing herself in the calming atmosphere of the forest to rejuvenate. Alternative methods include napping, preferred by Bozema St. John, or reflecting on gratitude, as advocated by Dr. Jim Lohr. Ashton Kutcher suggests the revitalizing effects of intimacy. Knowing when to decline opportunities is crucial. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks and Yuval Noah Harari have support systems to help manage requests, while Neil Strauss advises asking oneself whether saying yes is driven by fear or guilt. Kevin Kelly suggests imagining immediate responses to invitations, while Gary Vaynerchuk encourages openness to new experiences by saying yes selectively. To accept life's surprises, he'll agree 20% of the time, even if it doesn't always seem worthwhile. Effective career advice for beginners. When beginning your career, many seek advice on how to navigate the uncertainties ahead. Instead of worrying about the distant future, focus on seizing each day, advises entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk. He warns against wasting time on trivialities like excessive TV watching, urging a proactive approach to daily opportunities. Leo Babauta, from Zen Habits, suggests using uncertainty as fuel for motivation rather than letting it hinder progress. Procrastination, he cautions, only leads to missed chances. Veronica Belmont, a podcaster, emphasizes the value of pursuing your passion early. Demonstrating ambition in your chosen field before securing a job can impress employers and open doors. Tony Hawk, the skateboarder, believes genuine success comes from aligning your career with your passions, while Kevin Kelly advocates for mastering skills related to your interests. By becoming proficient, you increase your employability and job satisfaction. If you're unsure of your passion, Yuval Noah Harari advises developing emotional intelligence and resilience. In a rapidly changing world, your dream job today might not exist tomorrow, making adaptability crucial. Lastly, Maria Sharapova stresses the importance of basic courtesy. Regardless of success, showing respect through simple gestures like saying, please, and thank you, can significantly impact professional relationships. Lessons from seasoned experts. Experienced mentors in weightlifting and creative fields share valuable lessons that emphasize foundational principles over fleeting trends. Ed Cohn, a record-setting weightlifter, advises against blindly adopting new techniques just because they are trendy. He emphasizes the importance of sticking to proven fundamentals that have stood the test of time. Mark Bell, founder of Super Training Gym, warns against pushing too hard too soon, drawing a parallel to weightlifters risking injury by constantly lifting maximum weights. Instead, he advocates for finding and working within your optimal zone for sustainable progress. In the creative industry, there's often a focus on building hype and social media presence from the outset. However, experts stress that true satisfaction and success come primarily from honing your craft. Prioritizing skill development over superficial popularity ensures long-term fulfillment and growth in any creative endeavor. Experienced mentors in weightlifting and creative fields share valuable lessons that emphasize foundational principles over fleeting trends. Seek success through practical insights. Achieving true satisfaction involves immersing yourself deeply in your work for extended periods. Hollywood screenwriter Stephen Pressfield emphasizes that social media's rewards are fleeting compared to the fulfillment gained from dedicating substantial time to your craft. Pioneering cancer researcher Lewis Cantley challenges the notion that scientists should withhold their findings until publication. He advocates for greater teamwork and sharing among researchers, believing it not only enhances the enjoyment of scientific endeavors, but also accelerates progress. When collaborating, it's crucial not to blindly follow others' directions, warns Ray Dalio. He advises against investing solely because others are, cautioning that inflated market prices often lead to overpayment. Industry experts' advice isn't always definitive, according to Scott Belsky, co-founder of Behance. He argues that true industry revolutions often come from outsiders, like those behind Airbnb and Uber, who challenge and redefine established norms. Actionable advice from mentors. Various leaders from different fields share valuable advice that anyone can apply to improve their lives and communities. 1. Be kind and helpful. Many mentors emphasize the importance of kindness and helping others. Mark Benioff suggests getting involved with local schools, not necessarily through donations, but by mentoring students or assisting in practical ways. 2. Use reason and dialogue. Sam Harris advocates for reason in interactions, highlighting that productive dialogue is crucial for societal progress, while violence hinders it. 3. Maximize opportunities. Ray Dalio and Scott Belsky advise staying open-minded and seizing less obvious opportunities. Sometimes, joining a struggling team can lead to more growth and surprises than leading a successful one. 4. Adopt self-acceptance. Leo Babauta reassures that self-acceptance is key. Missing opportunities doesn't define your worth. Maria Sharapova encourages individuals to adopt their uniqueness and not let others' judgments dictate their identity. Key points. 1. Reading books significantly influence success by inspiring and transforming prominent leaders. 2. Learning from failures is crucial for growth and resilience in achieving success. 3. Strategic investments in oneself and others propel careers forward effectively. 4. Effective self-improvement strategies include forming supportive communities and prioritizing well-being. 5. Successful individuals prioritize tasks, delegate wisely, and shift perspectives for personal growth. 6. Challenges amid success require regular resetting and practical coping strategies. 7. Practical career advice emphasizes seizing opportunities, mastering skills, and showing kindness.